We'd like to thank our patrons, Jennifer Mayer, Micah
Light and Tragic
Cartwright, and Leroy Cassidy for their support in making this episode possible. If you'd like to join them and get production updates, an ad-free feed, and bonus content, head on over to patreon.com/lightandtragic.
Why, hello. Before the episode starts, I have something special for you. Are you a fan of Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy? What about Red Dwarf? And boy, do I have something for you. Hop into a journey through space stations, absurdity, AI robots, a malevolent board, clones, planet design, and more in Stella Firma. Stella Firma is a weekly science fiction comedy podcast following the misadventures of Stella Firma Limited's highest born but lowest achieving planetary designer, Trexel Geistman, and his bewildered clone assistant, David Seven. I love this hilarious science fiction podcast, and so does everyone else, because it's award-winning. Must be nice. There are 3 seasons of this sci-fi romp out now, so why not dive in? Search Stella Firma anywhere you find your podcasts. That's STELLARFIRMA. Or visit rustyquill.com for more information.
Our heads properly. I've heard the jokes before. It's all so funny until the only thing standing between you and death is a William unit. Of all the clones, they were the ones with the least amount of choices. Labor, security, soldiers. The collective needs forces to suppress planets resisting their control. Most of us were sent out to the front lines. Other times, we were entrusted as guards to more vulnerable units. I was assigned to an Olivia shortly after my 7th cycle. Her name was Flint. I remember her smiling and commenting on what a pair we were. Flint and Steel.
Is something funny to you?
Yes. I mean, no. I mean, I think that's just my face. Anyway, it's nice to finally meet you. They didn't tell me you'd be so tall. Like, wow. You've got to be the tallest William I've ever met. I'm sorry, is that rude? I didn't mean it like that. I kind of get the same thing myself. People are always like, wow, you're short. Are you sure you aren't secretly a Cordelia? Because yikes. Obviously, of course, I can't be because, you know, the whole clone thing, but...
I'm going to the firing range.
Great. Can I come too?
No.
Right. It's probably too dangerous, since I'm only a fragile, timid medic, roaming through this world defenseless with no means of protection.
Which is why you were assigned to a William unit.
Exactly. Which means I could join you for practice?
No.
But what if you get hurt? What if you accidentally shoot yourself in the foot? Or in the hand? Or in the face?
That won't happen.
Either way, I'm coming along just to make sure.
No, you are not. You are to stand by until you are given specific orders. Flint, have I made myself clear?
Affirmative. But don't have too much fun without me.
We didn't start off on the right foot. When we first met, she wouldn't stop trying to talk to me. No, I would not eat with you in the mess hall or walk around the base with you. No, I don't want to know who Felicity Barrett is. And no, I don't want to hear her music. It was never ending, honestly. Though, she knew my weakness for the mess hall's blueberry muffins. And well, I guess I could always listen as long as I had some food on me. I thought Olivia's meant to be introverted, but this one... she wanted to know everything about me. But none of my answers ever seem to satisfy her.
Can I ask you a question?
No.
Do you do anything besides combat practice?
No.
So, no hobbies? Nothing you do just for fun?
No.
So, do you prefer summer or winter?
Doesn't matter.
Well, maybe spring or autumn then?
Same question, same answer.
If you had to choose between, oh, super strength or super intelligence, which would you choose?
Oh, but Flynn, the reports. Focus.
You're right. That's an unfair question. You're already really strong. What about flying versus breathing underwater?
There's already technology to do those things.
Okay, fine, Mr. Know-it-all. Naturally explosive punches or bulletproof skin?
What?
Oh, I got you there, didn't I? Those would be very useful powers, right? Come on, which one?
Explosive punches.
What was that?
Explosive punches.
Ha! I knew it.
Only because the other option is flawed. Bullets aren't the only thing that can kill you.
You saw through my loophole. Very nice steal.
Thank you, Flint.
Do you ever wonder why we dream?
No.
Because one time I had this dream about a giant chicken chasing me, but it was like purple with lots of red spots. Mad. I don't know what that one could mean. But then I had this other dream about discovering an unknown planet where people think they're alone in the universe. And I was like, hello, you're not alone. And they were like, ah, who are you? Leave us alone. That one felt sad. Anyway, what about you? Do you have dreams?
I dream just fine.
They're not assignments, Steele. Dreaming's when you feel most free.
Dreaming? Flint, I'll just let you in on a little bit of info. It's a biological response to our brain's REM cycle, okay? All right, thank you.
Yeah, all right, but haven't you had one so vivid, so beautiful or frightening that it made you feel more alive than when you were awake?
I don't see how that's relevant.
Dreams don't have to be relevant. They're like gifts.
I wouldn't call mine gifts.
Why not?
Well, when you've seen the things that I've seen, you'd only wish that you could stay awake.
Oh, well, I'm sorry. I didn't mean...
I need to check our next assignment.
We weren't meant to be friends. She was a medic unit, and I was the William meant to protect her in combat. That was it. Not that she made that any easier. Flint was more than dedicated. She was driven by something I couldn't understand. Generously lending a helping hand. And if that meant running to the forefront to save an abandoned Cordelia, or comforting a dying William, so be it. And I had to tag along to make sure she wasn't blown to bits in the process. I remember asking her about it. Although, under fire during a major uprising probably wasn't the best time. We were pinned down by rebelling naturalborns on Varathro. The Collective had ordered troops to withdraw, but Flint was still running around through the rubble trying to move the injured and comfort the dying.
Steel! Over here, hurry! Hey, we're here now.
I don't want to die.
It's all right. I'm here to help.
Flint! We have to leave.
Not yet.
Please,
the enemy forces will find us any second.
Please, shh, I'm here.
Please, I don't want to die. Please,
shh. I'm here. You're not alone, okay?
I can't guarantee your safety when we're out in the open like this. Help me, Flint! Flint! We're not of any use if we're dead. We have to leave him.
I don't want to die. I don't want to die.
Olivia!
We can't.
Come on!
We can't. Not yet.
Flint! Flint! You're risking our lives. For what? A dying foot soldier. It's not worth it.
Shh, I'm here. You won't be alone.
I don't want to.
It's no use. We have to leave him. You can't save all of them.
I don't want to.
Come on!
No!
Enough already! What are you trying to prove? What is all this for?
Because who will do it for us, Steele? Who will show us compassion?
If he had the proper equipment, would he make it?
What?
If you could get him out of here, could you save him?
Well, it would give me the chance.
Right, move. Move now. Look at me, soldier. You make this one count. Got it?
Let me help you get him up.
That won't be fast enough. Flint, get your side on ready. You'll need to cover my left side, okay? Think you could do that?
After your lessons at the range, easy.
Right, good. Let's move.
Then came the riots on Caracas. They were demanding the return of their property, their rights, their resources. The people were suffering. So the collective sent out orders. Eliminate the opposition. We were not to show partiality to anyone. We were just wiping out civilians. Most didn't even have a way to defend themselves. Flint didn't understand why she was there. Why they had brought her there, just to watch them kill. So she started helping anyone she could, patching up more civilians and soldiers. I told her she would be processed if she was caught, but that didn't seem to worry her. We were flint and steel. She knew she'd always have a William to look after her. The joke was on us, wasn't it?
Sir, you sent for me.
Oh. Yes, Steele, come in. I wanted to inform you of some changes. I'll be assigning you another partner by Tuesday.
Excuse me? What happened to Flint? Is she all right?
I don't see how that's any of your concern.
Sir, if I may, Olivia Flint and I performed as one of the base's top-rated teams.
I am aware. Unfortunately, this decision is not by choice.
What do you mean? Sir, if I could understand, if only for future reference...
The Collective have issued an order. They're decommissioning the Olivia strain.
You see, that doesn't make any sense, because Olivia's our designated medics, so why would...
They've decided to design a new medical officer strain. In order to do that, the antiquated strain must be... eliminated.
Because that means... No. This can't be happening. No.
Officer Steele, our discussion is not over.
No! Shut it!
Officer Steele!
I ran to Flint's quarters. I had to get her out. Somehow. But I didn't know how. I couldn't find her anywhere. She was probably off helping someone again. I cursed her kindness. Her heart. If only I had found her in time.
Olivia!
Well?
Officer Steele, what do you think you're doing?
Commander Briggs, I'm here to request the return of my partner.
And directly disobey the Collective's orders? I think not.
Our team's invaluable to this operation. You know that.
Except it's not up to me.
Well, I'll accompany her then.
No, you will not.
Come on, is it that difficult to request a permit? Come on.
You are compromised, Officer Steele.
She is my partner, and I won't just stand here while you send her off to her death.
You will stand down. That's an order, soldier.
Well, look at me.
Olivia, I'm sorry.
Hey, it's all right.
I don't...
Don't blame yourself. There's nothing you could have done.
You don't know that. You don't know that.
Just make this one count, okay?
Okay.
I remember the look in her eyes when they took her away. She seemed at peace. There wasn't even a struggle. I didn't know what to say. There was nothing I could do. She was just gone. Olivia Flint was effective and well-liked. People knew they could count on her. She loved strawberries and bright yellow flowers. The colour blue made her sad, but she didn't know why. I started listening to Andrew Barlow's music. She would have loved him. But it's not fair. After all she had done, she had more than proved her utility to the Collective. And they just threw her out like trash. I don't understand. But how could I? After all, I'm just a William. We're not expected to question orders. We're not meant to think. Olivia knew better than that. She saw me better than I saw myself. But I'll be assigned a new partner. And I'll have new orders to follow. They'll expect me to live out my purpose. But maybe you should have been more careful. Because you know, enough sparks, and you might just start a fire.
Thank you for listening to Flint and Steel. To support the show, check the show notes for a link to our Patreon, where you can get access to our ad-free feed, bonus content, and production updates. Flint and Steel was written by Abby Cole and directed by James Barbarossa. The episode starred Declan Galpin as William Steele, Laura Gerling as Olivia Flint, Felix Trench as Charles Sinclair, and Amy Kemba as Nora Briggs. Zachary Fortes-Gom was our executive producer and sound designer. This has been a Light and Tragic production.
The Fable and Folly Network. It's Baz Gilroy. I meant to start today. Hello?
Hello. I am Geometrically Fabricated and Functional Reasoning Unit, but you can call me Jeffrey.
Hello.
This is the first Jeffrey 4.0 to be used. We'll be keeping a close eye on its development.
Of course.
This is great. You can feel.
I can feel.
Jeffrey, what did you do?
This is your fault.
I didn't know that they were smuggling it out. I didn't...
Shut up. He's going to deactivate you and then kill me. Stop pretending.
I'm not pretending.
Yes, you are. You do nothing but pretend.
The Orphans Facility. Search the Orphans in your podcatcher of choice.